Now, the price of a car built in Australia could go up by more than $5,000. News Corp has obtained the government's proposal outlining emissions penalties to be slapped on car distributors who fail to meet new fuel efficiency targets. This is a carbon tax all over again. Under the proposal, from 2022, new cars will be slapped with a surcharge of $100 for every gram of carbon per kilometre they emit over a traffic figure and fail to offset. Shari Markson is the Daily Telegraph's national political editor. She's on the line. Shari, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Job well done on this story. Why on earth would this government associate themselves with anything that even remotely sounds like a carbon tax? That's got to be the first question.
Well, they're trying to reduce emissions to meet the Paris targets, the Paris agreements. And so this is one of the areas they're looking at, the car industry. Now, they were looking at three models, and there's been 18 months of consultation with the industry. And they settled on this, what's called the 105 model. And the Department of Infrastructure and Regional Development, their vehicle emissions team, they emailed industry, everyone who'd been involved in this conversation, you know, the major car distributors, on Monday night with their proposed model. And they attached their proposed model. And that's what we've got hold of and put in the paper today. Now, the government, of course, there's been a huge backlash. You know, the industry reaction was really quite violent to this, and the Telegraph's coverage, you know, it's our front page today. And so the government this morning is walking away from it a million miles an hour and, you know, putting the responsibility on the department for this proposal. And you've had, you know, Josh Frydenberg out there saying, you know, there's more chance of Elvis coming back. But but the fact is, you know, this was the model that was settled on for consultation after 18 months, and there's no way it would have gone out without the government and the minister's knowledge of it.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it, Shari? The government now trying to backtrack, suggesting it's only released the model for, quote, consultation. I mean, can we assume that it'll be ripped up, given that they're trying to backtrack on this already?
Well, I think they will take some action to reduce fuel emissions, but, you know, there's no way it's going to be as extreme as the model that the department sent to industry on Monday night and that we've got in the paper. But they are committed to taking action to reduce fuel emissions, you know, as part of meeting their Paris agreement.
I've just gone through this, buying a new car, and I can talk to the cows come home about some of the ridiculous amounts of money I've had to pay through the RMS and all that sort of thing. I mean, if we're going to jack up the prices of a new car, I mean, it's hard enough living in society at the moment with the rising cost of electricity and all these other issues, and now we're going to jack up the prices of cars as well. I would have thought we should be encouraging Australians to buy new cars, not be penalised for doing so.
And that's exactly why this is such a political sore point. Because, you know, across a range of industries, you know, whether it's the energy sector where there's this new focus on renewables or whether it's now fuel emissions, you know, the government's wanting to take action to reduce its carbon emissions, but yet you've got people dealing with power prices that are just, you know, astronomical. I mean, they've gone up 60% in the past 5 years, and from July 1, everyone was hit with, you know, even bigger costs. And as you say, the cost of buying a car is more expensive in Australia than elsewhere in the world, often for the same cars.
And I wonder, Shari, I mean, we've got people listening to us today, everyday Australians who are, you know, struggling to afford a slice of bread, yet we look at our politicians who are voted in by us, their constituents, and they're on these $200,000 a year salaries. I mean, it's all well and good to start jacking up the prices for everyday necessities like cars, like electricity, but, I mean, how can the voters relate to these politicians who are purporting to represent us?
It's a very tough argument to win politically that we should take action on climate when cost of living, particularly in Sydney, is so high as it is and wages have just stagnated. And, you know, the figures in the budget show that. There's barely any wage growth. You know, Scott Morrison, the Treasurer, keeps talking about this, so it's a very tough argument. I mean, politicians pay. They do work pretty hard. You know, we do want, you know, some of the smartest people in Parliament, so you know, arguably, if the salary was higher, you'd get even brighter people attracted to a career in politics.
Exactly right. I'd love to know what the listeners think. 131873, email me at 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au. Shari, while I've got you, what have you made of Mr Turnbull's European tour? We were talking about it in the office this morning. I mean, I've described it as Chevy Chase's Clark Griswold, just goosing himself at every turn.
Oh, no. I think it's been a very successful trip for him. You know, he at the G20, he had a lot of success in getting other world leaders to commit to tackling the internet companies that just allow extremist and terrorist propaganda, you know, to stay up online. And he got a really strong commitment from the other world leaders to take action and tackle this area.
What about the conservative comment, Shari?
The conservative comment, that was definitely unwise and, you know, unnecessary. He'd had such a great result at the G20. You know, overnight we've seen he'd met the Queen, and it was just a very unwise decision to start talking about internal politics.
All right, Shari, I love your work as always. I was reading that story with interest and I thought we'd better have a chat. Thanks so much for joining
me. Thank you. Thank
you. See you later. Thank you very much. Shari Markson, National Political Editor for the Daily Telegraph. And if you haven't already read the story, please do so. You probably will do what I did. Shake my head thinking, what? Carbon tax? Really? Every time I hear the words carbon tax, I think of that clip that's been replayed over and over and over again. Julia Gillard. There will be no carbon tax under the government I lead. What does she do? Brings in a carbon tax. Hello? What do the Liberals do? Supposed to be on the complete opposite to the Labor Party? Oh, let's bring in a carbon tax on new cars. Ridiculous.